We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you are driving through Highway 6 near Ashland, you can look at Ruhlman's today, but you can't go in. They're open tomorrow.
Can you stop
Sunday.
And take photos?
You could take photos. They encourage photos. Okay.
Just look at it.
Just look
take
at it.
Take a photo.
Yeah.
No, photo bomb it on
outside.
Facebook.
Yes. Just the outside.
Take a selfie with Ruhlman's.
Yes.
That'd be the best. Who's in the picture? It's just me and Ruhlman's.
The building.
Somebody used the word Facebook bomb yesterday. Oh, it was Kaz.
What's that?
What is
that
Facebook
mean?
Bomb? I don't know. I was like, I've never heard that.
Don't know it. Don't know what it is. Kaz,
Rudy,
if you're listening. Chime in.
Facebook bomb. I don't know what that is.
Where you go on somebody's Facebook maybe and put something. I don't know.
Well, most people can like.
Anyway,
Ruhlman's.
Ruhlman's.
Yeah. Ruhlman's Steakhouse. Tomorrow, Wednesday through Sunday, lunch and dinner. Wonderful place to stop by. And if you've not been there yet, please, we encourage you to make it a
make
part
the drive.
Of your, yeah, make the drive. You will enjoy it. It'll be worth your time. Worth your drive.
God, yes, like it once it's worth it. Yeah.
And what of course. You
think get, about today how beautiful it's going to be. You made my day, by the way, with that.
You're welcome.
66 and sunny.
Yep.
Bill, I couldn't walk the dog yesterday.
I had to go rain gear.
Did you?
Me and Sugar went out twice. I was in full rain gear.
How long must it take for you to wipe her down?
It takes a while. So we have a system. We come in. She's in the laundry room. We have a big beach towel for her. So, yeah. But every time I went,
though, smart.
It was more of a light misty, so it wasn't terrible.
And you don't see, you live in a part of town where there's not a lot of mud. I live in a part of town where there's a lot of mud.
We have mud, too. There's just so you know, if you live in East Lincoln, there's dirt.
There's
dirt that turns into.
Isn't there sand or something?
No, there's mud everywhere. There's mud everywhere.
Isn't there some ordinance in your neighborhood that prohibits mud?
Let me ask you this. Do you talk? To bullet like human, because I do. Because
you say
stuff like, hey, you're not getting in that mud, Sugar, and you kind of pull her over. No can do, Sugar, not getting in that. And
your neighbors probably think you're crazy.
You know, I'm talking to her all the time.
Well, me too, and I always think, all these cameras out here, and I'm sure these people are like, God dang, he's nuts.
And then also...
Oh, yeah, I talk to Bullet the whole time.
And for some reason, any time that she goes to the bathroom, I congratulate her.
Me too. That's good.
Nice job.
That is
nice
good.
Job. Good. Yeah, good girl.
There's
good.
Commentary.
Oh, there's commentary every time. Then when Sugar
Jake,
gets,
it's true.
When Sugar gets done doing her business, sometimes she looks at me and grins. Like, see that?
Now, Bullet doesn't do that.
I get the grin. And then she's happy.
Yeah.
Then she's just happy.
Like you're happy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
God
a lighter.
Damn, we took this in a weird place.
But you do. There's a good girl. Good girl. You went to the bathroom.
Same.
Get all excited.
And then, there's times too, Jake, when the dog, you worry about the health a little bit sometimes, and there might be a day where they can't do it, and then the next day when they do, it changes your whole
day. Yeah. Oh,
I'm so proud of you. Way to go.
Yeah.
Way to go, buddy.
When you come back, a lot of times, I'm sure if Trix is there, do you report it?
Oh, God, yes. It drives her nuts.
You report it, basically. Yeah. Pooped and peed.
Twice.
Yeah, twice. Two.
Good day.
Two. And then Laura will say, good girl, Sugar.
Trix will roll her eyes sometimes. You don't need to report.
You don't need to report, yeah.
No.
Parallel eyes. Me and Steve were out in the rain yesterday talking to our dogs and we had a bowel movement.
Just a typical Monday.
Yeah.
It's just so much mud. In our side. See, you don't get that mud.
Yes, we do.
There's mud over there,
there's mud everywhere. First of all, there's houses like being, there's a house being built across. There's mud
everywhere. You're lucky you live in a better place.
Yeah, no, there's no dirt on the east side of Lincoln. It's all concrete.
Breaking news on that one.
Breaking news.
Speaking of breaking news, though, this was yesterday. We mentioned this on the show a little bit, but there's been an update. From Mark Sanchez, again, former NFL quarterback, former USC quarterback, now a broadcaster for Fox.
Yeah.
We let people know that on Friday night, he was stabbed in Indianapolis. And at that point, people thought, oh, God, what happened? Yeah. He's been attacked. Well,
got robbed.
The problem here.
Got robbed.
He's been attacked.
The problem here is that Mark Sanchez was the problem. He started off the altercations. Again, yesterday, Marion County, Indiana, prosecutor Ryan Mears told media that further investigation led to a more severe charge than what it had been originally. And the original charge on Mark Sanchez was a misdemeanor of unlawful entry of a motor vehicle and public intoxication. It became a felony with battery with injury.
We slapped a felony on him yesterday. That's
which happens. Could carry 1 to 6 years.
It happens possibly. As investigations continue. That oftentimes charges or added or sometimes dropped. This bill led ABC News tonight. Right. It did.
It's the
Mark
biggest,
Sanchez story.
Biggest story in the world.
They start
in America.
I don't know about the world.
About America.
Some other stuff going. I don't know if that led.
But, in USA. Yeah.
But it did lead ABC News tonight last night. Mark Sanchez story.
That is pretty incredible.
Yeah. It is an incredible story.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible and try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
The part that gets me also is that the victim, which is, it's horrible for him, is that he pepper sprayed him first.
Yes.
That didn't slow him down.
No.
Also kind of made me think, okay, this guy was prepared. He had pepper spray and he had a knife.
And a knife.
Probably a pocket knife or whatever he had. I don't know what it was. But the guy was 69 years old.
Delivery driver.
Imagine all of a sudden you're delivering something at 1 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, a former NFL quarterback, Mark Sanchez, attacks you just out of the blue outside of a hotel.
Hold it.
Is that Sanchez?
I'll be damned if that's not Mark Sanchez.
Why are you attacking that guy? That's a former USC quarterback and NFL quarterback, and he just attacked a driver.
Yeah, it's not good in any way. It's downtown. Now, first of all, back to the driver carrying a knife and pepper spray. I imagine that's what you have to do in a lot of these downtowns. It is what it is. I've been downtown Indianapolis, and Jake has, and it's not. It's a little dicey. I'm just saying.
It's interesting.
It's a little dicey. I can see delivery drivers everywhere that go downtown in a lot of these cities. I mean, Benny, he would be my son-in-law, and he drives a truck, and he keeps a revolver on him all the time. Mm. I mean, he told me he was sleeping in his truck downtown Chicago, he's going to make a delivery in a store, and somebody tried to get in his truck, and he just reached up and tapped the revolver on the window. And the guy ran.
Off you go.
That's the life. That's the life you lead. That's not the kind of life I could lead, but they lead that life. And that guy probably, it's probably not his first run-in with somebody.
This is, again, from Ryan Mears. He says, quote, "We are literally talking about people fighting over a parking space and a dispute about where people are parking, and it resulted in just incredibly significant injuries."
Oh,
and he was so pissed off and annoyed during this press conference by the whole situation.
Yeah, he was.
Because imagine also
they have surveillance of it all.
Right, they do.
Imagine all the attention it's getting. Yep. He doesn't want that attention.
Yep. Not really.
He don't want that attention for all this. It's like, what? Now, also, with Sanchez, argument over a parking spot, Sanchez was not driving.
No.
He just argued with the guy because he was parking there.
Yeah, what was that? I mean, just
can you imagine
know.
All of a sudden
just
right
so
now,
drunk.
Austin look over like that going, I'll be go to hell. Bush is fighting someone outside the Hampton.
Over parking.
Over parking. Hold on, was he trying to park? No, no. He wasn't even trying to park. He
can't
was
even
there.
Imagine. I can't.
It's
so weird.
We talked about this off air. I just want to know the whole storyline. I want to know who he was with.
Yeah.
Were they in the hotel bar? Mm-hmm. What was going on? Because I guarantee you, this is going to go deep. Were they Fox? Fox is going to be going like, first of all, I'm like, I want all the details. We just also found out that who was going to be with him on the broadcast was also pulled from the broadcast.
So
Adam Amin was the play-by-play guy.
Which makes sense, right? Because he might be a little rattled by the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, but imagine this one. A, was Adam with him in the was that's not a good thing.
Nope.
Or if Adam just went to bed at 9:30 and all of a sudden got a text message at 4 a.m. from Fox. Hey, FYI, Sanchez is in Memorial Hospital. He got stabbed last night.
In critical condition.
Critical condition.
Yeah, and
then you might be like, yeah, I was down with him. We had a couple drinks, and yet Mark was overserved, and I went to bed. And then right, I'd feel awful. Then maybe that I didn't get my friend to bed or didn't get him out of there, whatever was going on. But this story is going to keep going.
Yeah, I don't think we're done today with
this.
There's
going to be
more news from this.
I'm surprised we haven't heard random people that were like, I was in the bar.
I saw.
I saw Sanchez.
Oh,
he was at a booth. He was next to us, whatever it was. We have not heard any of those comments.
He's not terribly recognizable, right?
No, I would recognize him because I recruited him and talked to him several times. So I've talked to him since that time. He came down to LSU and spent time with us.
So you would? So I don't know that I would.
No, he would not be one that would be highly visible.
No, I wouldn't recognize him. I mean, I know who Mark Sanchez is. I know he played for the Jets. I know did he get him to the playoffs, Jake?
Back-to-back AFC title games.
So he's
he had success.
Pretty famous.
He had the butt fumble. People talk about that against the Patriots on Thanksgiving. That happened. He had success, and he's known mostly for that one play against the Patriots. It's the sad thing. He made back-to-back AFC title games. Not known for that.
World News Tonight, lead story. Hello.
World News Tonight. That's what gets you. Right now, if me, Sip, or Jake, we're not getting ABC News. We're not getting the lead story on ABC.
I don't want to think about it.
Is Sanchez married?
I don't know.
I mean,
I haven't heard anything.
Imagine his wife. Imagine that. First of all, you'd be terrified.
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't know for sure. Now.
Right now, he's in the hospital and he's facing felony charges, and that's his life's. It's not ruins. He can come back.
Yeah,
it'll be a while.
This is the problem. Yeah. So we'll have updates on that as the week goes on. When we come back, Bills Thrills and Song of the Day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.